ABC admits its own post-debate poll shows no change between Trump, Harris. By Bradley J. on September 15, 2024. The ABC News debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris failed to move the needle in the presidential election, ABC admitted Sunday. ABC's own poll of 3,276 adults, produced for ABC by Langer Research Associates with fieldwork by Ipsos, showed Harris failed to achieve any benefit beyond her base. Watch, Dem Rep. Phillips, ABC should have challenged Harris more on policy flips. Vote preferences haven't moved meaningfully, ABC News reported. This poll finds the race at 51-46%. Harris-Trump, among all adults, 51-47% among registered voters, and 52-46% among likely voters. Each is within a percentage point of its pre-debate level in ABC/Ipsos polling. ABC News, particularly debate moderators David Muir and Lindsay Davis, have been roundly criticized for bias against Trump. The two fact-checked Trump 7 times, often erroneously, while fact-checking Harris 0 times despite her false claims. The dishonesty and bias of the moderators set new records for a network trying to rig a debate, Gingrich wrote. The big loser from Tuesday's presidential debate was ABC News. Despite establishment media claims that Harris won the debate, polling suggests otherwise. Watch, Commission on Presidential Debates co-chair. ABC moderators bent backwards to help Harris, were worst I've seen. Trump received a 2-point bump in battleground state polling after Tuesday's debate with Harris. A poll released Thursday by Tony Fabrizio and Travis Tunis showed. Trump announced Thursday that there will be no third debate, suggesting Harris wants a rematch because she knows she lost the debate. While poll methodologies can vary significantly, trends from pollsters over time can often reveal more about the state of the race. And with Harris's late start to the campaign, her inability to rally support after the Democratic National Convention and now what is likely to be her only debate should alarm Democrats. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.